Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Did he hit the pylon? He did. Touchdown Atlanta.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We can't stop laughing, y'all. I'm just going to tell y'all. We're in the break. We just cannot stop laughing. There's so much crap going on today. We are going to fill you in. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
Hey, man. I had to laugh because Carl was on the talk base. Like, so who is Mike going to dump on next? Just strong opinions, Carl.
I love it, man. Look, if the funny thing is, as you go, I'm not saying anything bad about anybody. You continue to crush. We are going to talk about the latest with our Falcons. Ian Cunningham talking about his philosophy with the draft. I think it's important, as we discussed, and we'll get back to. One of the big things today, if you're just tuning in, is Michael Penix pending a little post to Instagram. And as Mike said, I think he's hearing a lot of the noise of the things he can and can't do. Or alleged that he can and can't do. We don't know what he can and can't do. Right. Some of this stuff is just, again, rumor mill. And then you've got certain people out there talking about he can't bend his knees. But we've been discussing this because this stems from what Matt answered and how Matt answered the question yesterday, Mike and Ian Cunningham. He really didn't answer. He was just kind of letting Matt take the answer there.
Right.
After our buddy Mark Zeno asked the question, is Michael Penix your starting quarterback? And so this is kind of just snowballed, right? We came on yesterday and we told y'all they're going to run with this. And then today we come in and we go, we told y'all they were going to run with this. And so earlier today, Michael Penix posted this to Instagram. And look, we're not going to read the whole thing for you. You can go check it out. I reposted it. Mike did as well. And part of this is just him expressing his feelings, Mike. But you get a sense that whatever he's feeling, he's like, look, I'm tired of hearing this nonsense. I get that's where some of this is coming from. I just don't think Michael woke up and went, you know what? I think I'm just going to pin something to Insta today, and maybe he did. But I think a lot of this has to do with some of the things that he's been talked about, or at least has been talked about him, and this is sort of his response. But look, the real response, Mike, comes when we see him play.
Right. It doesn't matter. And I said to Carl, there's literally hundreds, maybe thousands of athletes who have been in this position where people either doubt them and they've, you know, and whether they had an interview, you know, just before social media, guys, look, I'm coming back. And they kept their receipts and they shut up the critics and the doubters. But it's just like it. We don't know. We're not orthopedists. We just don't want a guy's got a lot of injuries in his career. Sometimes it's harder and harder to come back from it. But I'm not going to go where Stephen A. is, where apparently he's got an anonymous source who says, can't bend his knees. Well, then how the hell did he ever pass a physical at the combine? How did he? Like, I thought it was a bad idea. Either draft one or sign one when it came to Cousins and Penix Jr. But Terry Fontenot said he was too good a talent to ever pass up. I would like to think Fontenot and his staff did the due diligence at the time. There's Zach Robinson, for whatever reason, never did the things with him we thought were going to make the most sense. You've got a dynamic run game. The passing game flourishes through play-action pass. Stefanski said it in his introductory press conference. And so why wasn't he ever put in that position? Nobody ever gave us a straight answer. So look, if he can't bend his knees, then somebody really screwed up here. But I don't think that's the case.
But Mike, we saw him bend his knees. This dude ran for touchdowns.
Correct.
He scrambled. He got hit.
But to do this stuff, to take it to the ridiculous point, like, well, that's what Stephen A. traffics in, is nonsense. You saw him scramble. You saw him do it. You saw him use his legs. Now, for whatever reason, he tried to throw his way out of trouble at times when he could have simply taken 5 or 8 yards we're not talking about like sprinting, just take it outside, you know, go out of bounds and boom. Now you've got good manageable down and distance. But Zach Robinson never coached him that, apparently, or if he coached it, it didn't take. Either way, we found ourselves in 3rd and a mile way too long, and that's why we're so bad at it.
Yeah, and look, for where we are currently this offseason, there's still a lot of things that have to happen. And this is not just about Michael Penix. We're talking about the team just generally speaking. Mike, the next big thing, by the way, February 17th through March 3rd, teams can designate franchise tags, transition players, right? For us, that'd be Kyle Pitts and Caden Ellis, among the players that the team might consider and maybe will consider tagging. I don't think I'm tagging Caden Ellis, but if you don't want to pay Kyle Pitts right now, Mike, and it's just say, you know what, we do want you back. But we want you back under these circumstances, and if you prove it again for another year with the new regime and you show us what we need, then we'll give you that long-term deal. But just know he's going to be making the average of the top 5 tight ends in the league, and I don't know if the Falcons want to do that either. February 23rd through March 2nd, the NFL Combine. That's a big deal for Ian Cunningham and this scouting staff as they get ready for their first draft.
It's a new head coach, a new general manager, but it is Jeff Ulbrich, and Jeff Ulbrich knows what Caden Ellis can do. And we know what Caden Ellis can do.
Yes.
And, you know, we've talked about a guy like Divine Diablo. He's back for another year.
Okay, can we say it?
Divine Diablo! Yeah, man, and that guy, a baller, and unfortunately contributed on the defensive side to some losses, his absence, because the backup wasn't the next man up, and they should have. There were so many things that were static on this team, call it stubbornness, that they didn't pivot. There was never like a plan B or C. And that's why those guys aren't coaching here anymore. Anyway, I'm sorry about my rant about Zach, but yeah, that's a guy
you
I like.
You want to go in on Zach?
Well, I just don't know what happened because no one ever gave us a straight answer. I mean, even when I threw him a bone that day, he wouldn't play ball. So, hey, man, it was a hell of a play you developed for Kyle Pitts when he dropped it in Berlin. Yeah, man, Kyle's a hell of an athlete. You know, that was disappointing, but you know. Thanks. Everybody was corporate. Everything's nothing to see here. What was Raheem's mantra? Well, look at the tape.
Oh, I thought you were talking about on the grass. Go ahead.
You get off the grass there, you get off with some more chances.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
So that's why they're not here. And maybe Stefanski will have his own.
You didn't mean find a way?
Stefanski is
find a way to win those football games.
Coach, why isn't the we ask him every week for until he got injured every week? Why isn't Penix Jr. doing more play action under center?
You know what? Glad you found a way.
There's just certain things that just wore me out. But anyway, getting back to your initial query about Caden Ellis, yes, like to keep him here.
So damn giggly today.
No, it's just, you know what it is?
You know what?
You got to laugh not to cry.
You
got to laugh not to cry.
That's so true.
That's why fans out there go, when we talk about it, I like what Stefanski said. I like what Ian Cunningham said. We got guys going, yeah, whatever, shaking their arm, because it's the comedy. Comic tragedy that has been the Falcons the last 8 years specifically, that don't give people that benefit of the doubt for the team.
Speaking of the draft, guys, which is we get to free agency, obviously the scouting combine, and then we get to unrestricted free agent players. Teams can begin contract negotiations. That's March 11th. That's right. Actually 9th, the 9th through the 11th. The new league year begins. That's the Cousins situation where you'll have to make that official and all of that.
Right.
And it becomes, you know, post-June 1, whatever it's going to be. Either way, there are lots of decisions to be made. But what is our general manager's philosophy? I just want you to hear this, and we're going to come back and discuss it, okay? This is Ian Cunningham with Fox 5, our buddy over there, asking him this question about the philosophy of the draft for him.
Best player available. I feel like you're kind of chasing your tail if you go for need, because 1 year you may not feel like you need it. And then the next year you realize...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Well, I didn't need that position, right? So best player available is an approach that I've always learned from, you know, coming up in Baltimore and working my way up through those different industries or different organizations. So we'll bring that same approach here.
Justin Felder from Fox 5 asking Ian Cunningham that. All right, just hold on to that.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5. With Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast, chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.